Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you missed the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
What's up, what's up? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champion. Appreciate y'all checking out and listening to this clip on Inside the Green Room. Be sure to tune in to more Inside the Green Room on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Stay tuned.
I wanted to talk about the Rockets real quick, and I wanted to revisit what you said in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
We did a pod, and we talked about Fred VanVleet because he's
very important to that group.
And he suffered the injury. And at the time, I think you said something along the lines of they're looking like the Phoenix Suns of last year, basically a collection of talent, but no point guard. Little did you know, maybe, and little did I know, maybe a lot of NBA fans would know, that the Houston Rockets all of a sudden have one of the best offenses in the NBA. And because Ime Udoka is still there, they still have a defensive integrity to them that makes it very difficult to score on. One of the things that Ime is doing, because he's playing a double big lineup a lot, or at least a long lineup and just in general, mm-hmm. he is playing a lot of 2-3 zone. And I find that interesting, but more than anything, I find this offense that they're kind of running, where Sengun and KD have this chemistry, KD has become a willing passer. Like, if he's getting double teamed, he's like, I'm going to let it roll. I'm going to give it to Holiday. I'm going to let Jabari Smith Jr. shoot. I'm going to let Amen Thompson cut to the basket. It's all good. And they've found a way with Steven Adams, who's not a floor stretching big at all. They found a way to really play a two big lineup and make it work. You saw it tonight against
three other bigs outside of the two bigs. Like, they have a 6'10 lineup.
Right. It's very unique
until you match up with a team that can shoot the shit out of ball. Like, if it's a Golden State and Steven Adams has to play out on the floor, but on the other end, the team has to give up rebound. They're giving up so much size.
Exactly.
So you gotta really shoot well to beat them. You gotta shoot well and not miss shots, because if you miss shots, you're not getting any extra offensive rebounds. And if they missing shots, you gotta have somebody tough enough to try to keep them off the glass.
I like what I've seen from Reed Shepherd as he's come off the bench. Cade, and here's another thing that we didn't maybe evaluate too. Yes. Does anybody ever talk about how, you know, the point guard play of the Denver Nuggets? No, not just because they have Jamal Murray, but they have Nikola Jokic.
Yeah. He's the fucking point guard.
Sengun is bringing up the ball. He's breaking people off the dribble. He's creating scoring opportunities with his passing ability. Yes, do they have a traditional point guard? No, but like if the Nuggets had Kyle Lowry instead of Jamal Murray, I'm trying to think of another point guard that's kind of similar. If the Nuggets started Aaron Holiday as opposed to Jamal Murray, would you say the Nuggets have a playmaking problem? No, because that's Nikola Jokic.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. Yeah. And the way Sengun is operating, bro, bringing the ball up with ease and they're not pressuring him. What big is going to want to pressure Alperen Sengun 94 feet? Nobody.
We've seen what he did to Giannis, and Giannis is not a bad defensive player. 94 feet, Giannis tried to pick him. He gave that man a concoction that he ain't never seen before. Mixture. Put him in a blender, got a bucket and flexed on him. You ain't picking me up 94 feet. Who you fuck to think
absolutely
this is?
Absolutely not. You're not pressuring me at the half court line. Absolutely
Again,
not.
I'm out the only way this works is because they're not a great 3-point shooting team. Dorian Finney-Smith is out right now. You have to beat them by the 3-point line. You can trade. So they'll out rebound you, but you trade threes for twos. If it's a team that's shooting well and that can shoot well, and you got those bigs out on the floor, and you run those Golden State offenses with pin downs and slips and all that type of shit, that's the way you beat them. But right now, it's early in the league. Not a lot of teams are great out there right now besides OKC and Denver. Detroit is playing well. But they're able to match up with any of those groups right now because there's nobody that's out there that's shooting unbelievably well or have that type of offense where it's all three-point oriented, unless it was Boston of last year, you know? So
right. A Boston from last year might have just shot them out the gym, right?
Porzingis, you know what I'm saying? Al Horford, like the stretch shooting bigs, and they could rebound too. And then you got the guards that you had to guard. Like, again, I was wrong. I thought Fred was a big hit to them. Shepherd is coming along. He's playing better, but they figured it out. They're not the Phoenix of of last year or of this year. They're playing really well, and they're finding ways to win games. And also said, start their offense, and not only start their offense, have one of the best offenses in the league without a real true point guard.
It's impressive. It really is impressive. And I find them as one of my most fun watches because of Ime Udoka and the way he demands that they play hard every night. It's one of the reasons why I enjoyed watching the Knicks over the past couple of years, because Tibbs had them boys playing hard. Win or lose, they were going to play hard. The Rockets are one of those teams that you watch almost every night, and you know they're going to play hard. I really appreciate that. And I will also say this too, Danny. While we, you know, in preseason, when we heard about the Fred VanVleet injury, we were like, let me go to the trade machine. Let me see what the Rockets can do.
Yeah.
I think they just waited out, bro. Don't let Fred come back.
Keep the group, Keep
the group. And the thing, and you don't necessarily have to worry about, oh, we got to capitalize on this KD
You do, but you got another year for them. You got another year with them. You still got draft capital.
Yeah.
You still got youngsters in draft capital.
And honestly, if KD wanted to, if he has a type of game where it feels like he'll probably play 4 or 5 years.
Especially with that group, he can, because there's not a lot of pressure for him to carry a huge offensive load to bring the ball up. He just has to get to his mid-range, get to his little Karl Malone spot in the post, And then you pass out a double team. He's got a bunch of rebounds. He don't have to rebound a bunch. He got a bunch of defenders around him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got rebounders and defenders around him. So he's chilling.
KD could be, obviously he's different than Melo, but he could look like, he could be Olympic Melo for like 7 years if he wanted to, right?
Just he got a solid, with that group, he's got a solid 3 years with them for sure.
And yeah. It's going to be fun to see. But with that being said, one more thing on the Rockets. They are playing against the Nuggets on Friday, NBA Cup game. Real quick, and you know, three keys to that game.
For both teams or just in general?
Just give me in general. Who wins?
I got Denver winning because, well, the key, I'm going to give the keys for Houston. If Houston wants to beat Denver, they have to, one, stay out of foul trouble. That's the biggest thing. Jokic is so smart. He's going to get one of those, like either Sengun or Steven Adams. He's going to try to play one of them off the floor to get him in foul trouble where you lose one of your bigs. And Jamal Murray, like you have to get somebody to that tandem. You have enough size, not to say neutralize Aaron Gordon, but to keep him off the glass. But with the way he's shooting threes, he's a guy that's going to be hard to stop. He's going to be a factor. He's going to be hard to stop.
He's going
to
be a big factor.
So you can't stop Jokic. You can't stop Aaron Gordon. You got to limit Jamal Murray, and you got to play Jokic without foul and just rebound. And for Denver, it's the same. You got to just. You just got the rebounding game. Whoever wins the rebounding game is going to win the game, in my eyes.
Then the Rockets are probably going to win. Amen Thompson.
Not if Jokic gets motherfucking the foul trouble. Ain't no rebounds. He's getting 50-point triple-doubles. If he's getting 45, 12, and 13, and he's shooting 80% from the field, there's not many rebounds. And he got your big man in foul. Both those guys with three or four fouls are like...
It's going to be interesting to see. I'm going to be curious to see if Ime Udoka does what Ty Lue did a couple weeks back when the Nuggets were playing against the Clippers. Ty Lue said, yo, I got to beat Zubac. Zubac is huge.
Make him score 55. Again, if Clippers had a better team, they might have won the game. Houston has a better team, so they can probably do this.
I put Steven Adams on him and say, yo, go ahead.
And mix it one. Steven Adams, take your time and then take turns. Y'all go one on one. That's it. Make him score every time. Because every time he scored 50, they were 0-4 up until they played the Clippers. And they beat the Clippers because the Clippers are not the Clippers. They're not very good this year.
No, they're not. We do got a question in the chat that I do want to ask you before we get into the NBA injury bug. Real quick, where do you think Klay Thompson will get traded to?
Ooh.
You know, I'll let you think. I will point out something. You know what's interesting? I saw a quote from some.
He's a pretty fair deal too right now. He's a pretty fair like contract. His contract's not that expensive.
I saw it on the. So somebody mentioned it.
I think goes out. He might end up in LA, bro. He might end up in LA.
There you go. You got it.
Like he might. I didn't see this, but like his contract is so fair. If you traded a Marcus Smart and a Jake LaRavia.
Nah, but you can't trade. You can't trade
them. You don't want to. You shouldn't. But if you really wanted Klay, you would. Because the only thing that they're missing right now, Jake is playing well. He's gotten high value. Marcus Smart is the only thing he's missing. He's shooting very poorly from three. They're treating him like Vando. But Vando makes the same amount of money as Klay, almost. Like Vando and somebody else. I would try to keep Gabe Vincent. It'd be Gabe Vincent and Vando. Or it said Marcus Smart and Vando. That's how I see it.
Yeah, but then you really lose a defender. Let me see here what Vando is making.
Just Marcus
Vando's Martin? Vando's making 12. He's making $12 million this year, and then he has a player option for $13 million next year.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah,
I don't.
Clay's making 17.
Clay's making more than that.
17. So you add Marcus Smart.
You might be able to make that work. I guess you could make it work if you wanted to. That would be quite interesting. That is for sure. All right, let's get into this other thing that happened in the NBA today. And Danny, I will say the NBA ratings, it made me smile when I saw that the ratings were the highest it's been over the past like 15 years, over the first like 30 days of the season or whatever it might be. But then I got disappointed when I kept on seeing so many different injury reports that were coming from Shams and team accounts. This player one with after the calf another. Injury, that player with the calf injury, and I pointed out
hamstring, groin.
Yeah, man, it's unfortunate. And then there was an article that ESPN. I saw an ESPN article that cited some research that they did, and it was from Steve Kerr, who was basically saying that what is happening right now with the pace of the league and the rash of injuries is just too hard to manage. And according to ESPN research, the league is playing at its fastest average collective pace since the 1988-89 season. Players have also combined to travel 34.3 miles per game this season at an average speed of 4.43 miles per hour, the longest average distance and the fastest average speed since player tracking began in 2013-2014. And I believe in Steve Kerr's press conference, he was discussing it's not just the guards anymore. Because bigs can shoot, everybody's running out to the perimeter. Mm-hmm. You miss a shot, everybody's running down. It looks like it's a more taxing game. I don't know what the solution is, Danny, other than, and this would make me happy, they're not going to take games out the season. Nobody's giving up that money.
Absolutely. No, you shouldn't do that.
I just think the season should be longer. Like, not in terms of games, but like put 82 games that start, if you're going to start in middle of October, let it play out through July.
I don't know if we spoke about this, but that I think it's an easy fix. Not easy fix, but I think you change a lot if you just add 1 week in the beginning of season, 1 week end of the season. Like 2 weeks cancels out some back-to-backs. Obviously, this is saying most teams, you need more depth now. You need to play guys more. Like, you need a 10 rotational, for sure, like roster, so that you guys aren't – you're not wearing your guys down. Steve Kerr said it because Golden State played 17 games in 29 nights. That was like every other day for their first 17 games. It's a lot of games and a short amount of nights.
And so on the road.
And on the road. And they rest. So they rested guys in Miami. Like he should. And they're not young guys. They're older. Like, Jimmy's not young. Steph is damn sure not young. Draymond for sure ain't young either. Like, they're older guys. They need to make sure their bodies, because if you don't put some money in the bank now, it's only going to cost you more in the long run. There's going to be some type of major injury down the stretch in the playoffs or in April before the playoffs start. You don't want that. So, again, I think if you add 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks to the season, we end of mid-April, go an extra week to the end of April, or add 2 weeks to the end of April, which then the finals goes to the end of June. Cool. Instead of having preseason start so late or the regular season start end of October, start it a week earlier. You know, I'm saying cancel preseason, but guys can start preseason earlier or games will start early in October. And in the first 2 weeks, start the regular season mid-October, the 15th, instead of the 27th. Also, All-Star Weekend is not being taken seriously. Well, you know what I'm saying? Do we need a full week and a half or a week of All-Star game? No.
Yeah, not saying that's
true. To 4 days. You could take 2 or 3 days off that. So imagine you add, we're taking 3 days off All-Star, a week and a half before and a week and a half after. That's added 3 weeks. You have no back-to-backs then. You have a lot of time to rest. Guys can get some days in between. I think that helps a ton if you figure it out that way. And you don't have to take out any games. Still 82 games. Everybody gets paid per game. The season just goes to late June instead and starts a little week earlier. I don't think fans mind that because we don't want that long of a summer anyway. We want basketball going for as long as possible. We want to start sooner. So it might be a little shorter rest period. It's only a shorter week or two rest period, but those guys can sit out a preseason if they go to the finals. Okay, say, oh, yeah, I made the finals and won again. Sit out preseason. Your coach has to sit like monitor that.
Well, I think part of the issue, I think the initial
Olympics reason, maybe or summer.
They want to reserve and make sure players can play in the Olympics have enough time in between the Olympics because the Olympics is such a grand opportunity to display the NBA game and NBA superstars on the world forum. So that does make it a bit interesting. Maybe you start the season earlier. But it has to be. I love the way basketball is being played now, and nobody's going to change it for the sake of injuries. People are going to play in order to win games. And if it has to be fast paced, it has to be fast paced. It is what it is. Maybe just start the season earlier, but I don't want this to be a thing. I don't think any basketball fan wants this to be a thing where at first it felt like, the players were at fault for, resting.
Not taking care of their bodies.
And injury not management.
Enough. All the old school guys, they're not lifting enough, not practicing enough. They need to take, that could be part of it. Like, I know there was a mandatory thing back in the day where guys had to get a certain amount of lifts in per month or per week. I don't know if they still do that, but it is intricate to make sure you're doing your correctives and you're lifting weekly, 3 times a week, and making sure your tendons and stuff are strong. That'll help a ton. So if you condition your body to do so, it'll help a lot. But ultimately, so with the pace of the game, you're going to need the days in between. We can't have 17 days and 29 nights with 37-year-olds and expect them not to get injured.
Yeah. And I think I'm happy, though. We are in a world now where we're getting so much information and analytics that it's not, you can't just point the fingers at the players and saying, oh, they're just load managing. Oh, they're just not taking it seriously. Like there is a certain level.
Because there's some guys that are doing it the right way, and they're actually, those guys are still getting injured too.
And they're still getting injured too. Yeah. It's a whole different league, that is for sure. I think we covered all bases, Danny. We talked about the Rockets. We talked about Anthony Davis. We talked about free throws and all that thing. So I think that's pretty much it, dog.
All we got left is a Sweet 16. No. We're going to do that after the show. We're going
to leave
y'all with a little gift for tomorrow, possibly.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door, expertly cleaned and folded, so you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you. Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
Said you hear about Dave.
Or even tea time you.
So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.